Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.
You're listening to
The Marquee.
Woo!
33rd.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. Woo!
And welcome to the Marquee Dirty 30. I am your host, Marquee Davis, sitting here in lovely Atlanta, Georgia, here live chatting with you on DVRadio.net. And I would like to say that this has been a crazy week in the political spectrum. If you don't know what the Marquee Minute is, this is pretty much a show where I just get a chance to talk for 30 minutes to you guys about what's been on my mind this week and what I have witnessed throughout the course of the week and the news cycle. Yes, I know some of you might say it's fake news. All of it is fake news. CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, it's all fake. We don't listen to that news. We only watch Breitbart and listen to Fox News and our local conservative channels. But still, you have to open up your mind to every spectrum of news, whether you believe it is fake or not. You will eventually come upon the real deal. Trust me, you'll find a real story out eventually somewhere if you just look hard enough. Now, let's hit some headlines.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, 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 read all about it.
Now, unless you have been living under a rock for the past week, you should know that President Trump has fired his FBI director, James Comey. Now, why would he fire him? Some are speculating that it's because of the Russian ties and that the FBI was investigating Trump. Some would say that it was because it was just time to fire Comey because he wasn't doing an effective job in that position. Do you all not remember during the election that Comey came out right before the actual voting to say that the Clinton emails were brought up and some other stuff happened in the servers? And some would say that was what caused Clinton to lose the election. Some would say it wasn't, but some would say it was. So potato, potato, I believe. Now, why was Comey fired? I haven't really found a clear explanation as to why, but Trump says that I was going to fire him regardless of the recommendation. So, could have been something that was just about to happen, Could have been something that was already pre-planned. Trump tweeted out that as a very active president with lots of things happening, it is not possible for my surrogates to stand at podium with perfect accuracy. So that means that, his White House press secretary can't be sure of everything with precise accuracy when it comes to what Donald Trump is doing. All right, we understand that, sometimes, the message gets lost along the way. Trump says one thing, and by the time it gets to his press secretary, it's become a completely different thing. That game telephone you would play in elementary school, where you would say one thing to one person, and by the time it got to the end of the classroom, it was a completely different message. So now Trump tweeted out again that the story that there was a collusion between the Russians and Trump campaign was fabricated by the Democrats as an excuse for losing the election. Now, I can believe that. I can completely believe that because if you didn't look at what happened during the elections, the Democrats plotted against Bernie Sanders to get him kicked out of the race so that Clinton could be the only front runner and the winner of the Democratic Party's nomination. Some shady stuff going around here in the political realm that a lot of us are privy to nowadays because of the internet. But this right here is kind of confusing to me. Like, why fire your FBI director now? Why not get rid of him as soon as you take office? I mean, I know Clinton, President Clinton, did the same thing when he was getting investigated. He fired his FBI director, from what I've read. I may be wrong. Who knows? I'm not an encyclopedia, Britannica here. No, I just go off of what I generally might know. Okay, let's see. The next story we have here is that the U.S. is going to do a $100 billion arms deal with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia. If memory serves me correctly, from what I've read, Wasn't it the Saudis who were backing the attackers of 9/11? Why are we such close allies with Saudi Arabia? Might it be their lovely oil refineries and oil supply that we continue to do business with this country? One thing I do know about Saudi Arabia is that they practice Sharia law, if I'm not mistaken. If I am, you can email me at LimaCharlieRadio@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook at DV Marquee, because you are listening to the Marquee Minute here on DVRadio.net. But if I am wrong, please email me and let me know. I'm going to Google it right now. Let me see. Saudi Arabia Sharia law. Let's look at this. Let's see what it says. Legal system of Saudi Arabia. The first thing that comes up, we'll click on that. See what it says. It says, the legal system of Saudi Arabia is based on Sharia, Islamic law, derived from the Quran and the Sunnah, I don't know, the traditions of the Islamic prophet Muhammad. So yes, the government system is based off of Sharia law, which is something that Donald Trump said a lot about during his campaign. Now, do we not remember when the Gold Star family was attacking Trump during the Democratic National Convention, and Trump said, "Why is your wife not talking? Is it because of the Sharia law?" But now we are doing business with a whole country that is founded off of Sharia law, that does their practices and everything they do based off of Sharia law. But we're going to give them $100 billion for weapons. What? Does this make any sense to anyone? Does this make any type of sense? We are supposed to be backing away from people who deem women ineffective and useless and only as sex slaves. We are supposed to be stopping Muslims from certain countries coming to America because of the idea of terrorism and terrorist attacks in this country. But we go and give a country founded on the principles of Sharia law $100 billion. Weren't we upset that Obama gave, what was it, $400 million, something like that, $4 billion, something like, I don't remember the number, to Iran because of a 1976 closure on the bank account or something like that that we owed them? But because we flew it in the dark of night on a helicopter, they said it was a trade for the people that Iran had, the American citizens that Iran had. It was a trade for that. But right now we have an open $100 billion arms deal for Saudi Arabia, which is founded on Sharia Islamic law derived from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Islamic prophet Muhammad. I'm not against any religion. I'm not scared of any fascist or socialist or communist or dictators. But when you put something out and say that we will not be dealing with this type of behavior or actions in the United States, then you go and do a $100 billion deal with them, something is not right about this. I'm just throwing out the bone. You know, you all can tell me what you think. I don't really know. You know, I'm just putting pieces together of this enormous jigsaw puzzle. This isn't a kindergarten jigsaw puzzle with the big pieces that you can just slide together. No, this is like a million piece 3D jigsaw puzzle with the pieces not even adding up. They just kind of fit, but they break apart. You know, so I'm baffled. I'm taken aback. I'm trying to So the article goes on to say, this is from Yahoo, by the way, okay? So the article goes on to say that the United States has been the main supplier for most Saudi military needs, from F-15 fighter jets to command and control systems worth tens of billions of dollars in recent years. Trump has vowed to stimulate the U.S. economy by boosting manufacturing jobs. No, I can see that. If we give them $100 billion and they want us to manufacture more arms for them, but they're increasing the manufacturing jobs here in America, I'm okay with that. But isn't Saudi Arabia like, don't they not like Israel? And aren't we like the closest allies to Israel? I don't get the political world sometimes. So we are the closest allies with Israel. Saudi Arabia does not like Israel. Israel doesn't like Saudi Arabia. But we give $100 billion to Saudi Arabia to help with building weapons that could potentially be used to attack Israel, our closest ally. Now, it also says that the arms deal, the arms package, could surpass more than $300 billion over a decade to help Saudi Arabia boost its defensive capabilities while still maintaining U.S. ally Israel's qualitative military edge over its neighbor. Break it down dummy style, all right? This pretty much is saying that we're going to end up eventually giving them $300 billion over a decade, and it's going to help them stay within the arms race of the ever-powerful Israel in the region. So we're helping two, quote, enemies stay within arm's reach of weapons so that they can fight each other eventually? I don't really know. I don't know. But I do know that it's kind of ass backwards. I'm reading a story about an 8-year-old Muslim girl who had her hijab ripped off by a substitute teacher. Now, I know, you know, the hijab is something that people are scared of. You know, oh my God, they're going to blow up in my face at any minute. Or, oh no, they're teaching and converting other students in the class to be Muslims. Or the Islamic way, blah, 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 blah. But in the Bronx, New York, in Bronx, okay, an 8-year-old girl allegedly, let's remember this, allegedly had her hijab ripped off by a substitute teacher. Okay, the 31-year-old Agna Kakatata Edna, I don't know how to say that name. The girl was sitting in the teacher's chair in the classroom and refused to get out, and she was generally misbehaving in class. Edda, I don't know how to say that. All these crazy names. Edda claims he tapped the girl on the arm, asking her to move, but she declined. That's when he told her he was going to remove her hijab, which he did so forcefully that her right eye was injured in the process. Somebody can't write. This article is terrible. Okay, so what? What? I don't care if you're Muslim, a Jew, a Christian, a Wiccan. You don't place your hands on an 8-year-old child forcefully that you injure their right eye. I don't care if you're removing the hijab, the little hat that the Jewish people wear on their head, the yarmulke, that's what it's called, the yarmulke. I don't care if it's a grandma's Sunday church hat, you know, that some kid decided to wear to school. If the school allows them to wear that particular garment that represents their religion, okay, it is not the place of the teacher, substitute, full-time, part-time, half-time, a quarter-time to remove it from that student. This is my problem. I have 5 children, as people who listen to DV Radio, Barrett's Talk, know. And if my child came home and told me that a teacher took her ponytail loose forcefully, I'm going to be upset. Okay? If it's not against the rules of the school, why are you touching a student? If they're not physically assaulting another student or yourself as a teacher, as the adult in the situation, you must use your common sense. What is so hard for you and an 8-year-old? An 8-year-old. My oldest child is 10. An 8-year-old. Okay, I'm not finna sit and argue with an 8-year-old. I'm gonna simply tell the child one time, okay, hey, you're misbehaving. I need you to get up and step outside of the classroom. If you do not, I will be forced to get the principal. And when the principal comes down here and hear what you are doing, other actions may ensue. You may be suspended from this school. But I'm not going to place my hands on a child, let alone an 8-year-old child wearing a hijab. You know how taboo that is nowadays? Oh, my goodness. Everybody on the left is so particularly concerned with immigrants and religious and hijabs and beliefs and blah, 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 blah. Animals. Come on, man. I guess the little girl said it was scary. Okay, She was okay, but she didn't expect the teacher to do that to a child. Well, that's her father saying he didn't expect the teacher to do that to a child. I wouldn't expect a teacher to do that to a child either, substitute or not. You can't just go around putting your hands on people because you feel like it's right. Oh, that reminds me of another story. The drunk guy. Anybody seen this story? The drunk guy who went up to a Muslim family and was cursing them out and all this other stuff. And then when they arrested him, like he told him he was going to beat their, you know, just bludgeon them, destroy them. Stuff like that. And they arrested him for, I believe, public drunkenness. And he was crying in the mugshot. That's just so funny to me because it's like you're so big and bad and tough when, you know, no one is actually confronting you. But when you get in jail, you're crying like a little girl. That's no offense to little girls. I'm just saying you're crying like a little girl. I wish somebody would put their hands on my kid. A teacher would put their hands on my kid. You'll see me all over Investigation Discovery and Fox News and CNN because I'm going to be beating somebody's tail up and down that parking lot until I can't beat no more. I promise you that much. I promise you that much. All right, you guys. You have been listening to The Marquee Minute here on DVRadio.net. Stay tuned after this commercial break. I think I got something interesting that you're going to love.
The wait is finally over.
Oh my.
Do you want to show that you're a bacon-eating, gun-toting, crazy bastard while drinking on the go? Then head over to mydvstore.com and grab the new DV Travel Mug today. It's a 16-ounce steel mug with a threaded snap-fit lid. So drink on the run and show you're a true DV with the new Travel Mug today, only at mydvstore.com.
And welcome back to the Marquee Dirty 30. I am your host, Marquee Davis, here on DVRadio.net. Stay tuned after the show to listen to Barracks Talk live here on DVRadio.net. But this segment is about something that has peed me off. And right now, currently, what has peed me off is the blatant care for everyone else's sexual choice and preference here in America right now. Homosexuality, bisexuality, transgender sexuality. I think that's a thing. I don't really know. But honest to God, I don't care. I am so sick and tired of coming onto Facebook and reading something about someone's sexuality. Recently, I just read that Shepard Smith of Fox News is gay. Well, guess what? I don't care. I don't care. I could care less who someone else is sleeping with. It doesn't really even matter. Okay? Does that determine someone's eligibility to make wise decisions and choices in their life? No. Does who they're sleeping with make it so that they can't make a good decision? No. It doesn't. It doesn't matter. Homosexual couples are raising bright, positive children. What's the matter? Why do we even care who someone else is sleeping with? Why is it such mainstream news when some movie star or pop star comes out as homosexual? Who freaking cares? With the whole thing in North Carolina, when they were trying to decide who could which bathroom people could use, you know. I don't want my son in the bathroom with a lady who thinks she's a man. I don't want my daughter in the bathroom with a man dressed as a woman. They're going to rape her. If he wanted to rape your daughter, he wouldn't dress up as a woman. He wants to rape men. That's a joke, people. Don't get upset. It's a joke. Okay? It's just, everyone is getting so tied up with this sexual identity that it's become just nauseating. Who cares? Who really cares? Let me tell you a quick story. I was in the Kroger up the street from where I live at here in Atlanta, and I went into the restroom, and a transgender woman walked into the restroom dressed up as a man, you know, but I could see the lady lumps, you know, dressed up as a man, and that was his identity, I believe, and used the urinal. I was confused and shocked and taken aback as to how they used the urinal. So, me being in great marquee fashion, I asked. Yes, I did ask him how he used the urinal. And he told me, he said, I just grab it and hold it up. And I was like, wow, didn't know that could happen. And I asked my wife, I said, could you actually do it? And we did an experiment. And they can. Women can pee standing up without having to squat. I know this has went somewhere else. I'm sorry. But still, it's no one's business who you are sleeping in bed with. No one cares. No one cares what identity you have sexually. And everyone, I see this great debate on Facebook about there's only two genders, man and woman. Then I see the other side that says there's like 75 billion genders. And I'm like, I don't care. I have a penis. She has a vagina. They're perfectly fitted to meet each other in the middle and do what adults do in the bedroom. I mean, but honest to God, my goodness, when are we going to stop with this worldly view of how we can interact with each other? I mean, dang. Treat a person like you would treat yourself. That's pretty much what the Bible says. That's pretty much what Jesus says. He sums it all up like that. Treat your neighbor how you would like to be treated. Don't steal, don't kill, and don't commit adultery. But, oh, man, wow. This right here is what's really nagging me. We have all of these Bible-thumping Christians running around saying, you know, that this is a sin and that homosexuals will burn in the lakes of hell, but yet and still they'll sleep with six or seven members of the choir, or they'll molest little boys like we had a couple years ago, the Catholic priest scandal. But they want to sit here and throw down your throat what is good and what is bad when they're doing the bad themselves. How hypocritical of them. I could care either way. Okay? I don't care. I really do not care who a person is sleeping with, who a person is trying to sleep with, who a person is married to. It's none of my business. I could care less. They don't pay any of the bills in my house, and I am not having sex with them. So why is it such a big deal that we make laws and bills and everything else concerning homosexuals, the LGBTQ community? I saw a meme the other day that said about LGBTQ, and the B implies that there's only two sexes, as in bisexual. And then I read the comments, and one lady was going insane in the comment section about the B is not just for bisexual. It actually stands for, what did she say? It actually stands for every other sex, and how it you can just be bisexual towards another sex, like, you know, the what are they called? There's so many different sexes out there right now that people are come up with that it's just insane to think that we should actually give a flying hoot about who someone is identifying as and who someone is trying to become or already are. I don't know. I'm so sick and tired of it. So I saw another slideshow about the Army and how it is saying that you should, you know, accept the LGBT community and that they will be held to the same standards, but they can, you know, be the sexual identity that they are or they identify as. Had a lot of my Army friends say they were glad they were out. And then I brought to the point, I said, don't you guys remember when they got rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell and how up in arms you were about the gays coming out and that you didn't want the gays frolicking around during organizational days with their boyfriends and kissing and stuff like that? Then I simply asked them, I said, hey, you know, did you guys do that with your wives? Did you come out in your lingerie and your dildos that you use with each other? Did you do things like that during organizational days? you know, the general response was, no, you're not stupid. Well, the freaking homosexuals won't do the same thing either. My goodness. Use common sense, people. What is wrong with this world? Do we just have this sick fascination that the LGBT community is just going to run rampant and come around and just throw dildos and have their little eyelashes and stuff and RuPaul it up? No. They're normal people. They just want to be fucking treated like everybody else. Oh, I curse. I got heated on that one. I'm sorry. Remember, people, treat everyone like you want to be treated. I mean, it's simple. Whether they identify as something that you are or not, who cares? This can boil down to the racist comment. You know, the racist arguments we used to have back in the 60s and the 70s and the 50s. Think about this, okay? Because they're not the same and they're different, then we must treat them differently. That's the same as because my skin color is not the same, then we must treat them differently. Treat them the same way you would want to be treated. How hard is that? Be a freaking responsible human being and just care for your fellow man. Just like I got my brother's left and my right and his six, okay? Like we were in the military. But any other person out here in the regular world, I'm going to treat them the same way I want to be treated. But we can't do that. We must out everyone. We must tell them that they are homosexual and they're different, that they're transgender, so they're different, and we don't appreciate it. And the reason I'm going on this rant right now is because I'm so sick and tired of seeing all this crap all over Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter about how, you know, it's wrong or how it's right. Who freaking cares? This is what you should be worried about, your own life. You should be worried about getting your credit score up. You should be worried about paying off your house, paying off your car note, trying not to go to jail, finding your next hit of crack. Yes, I said it. If you're a crackhead, do your crack. Stop worrying about everybody else's freaking problems. Worry about your own. That's what the 95% of Americans do every day. We'll go on Instagram. We'll go on Facebook. We'll go on Twitter, and we'll see what the Kardashians are doing. We're worried about what their life is like instead of worrying about what our life is like. We're trying to find out who was the latest gay rap star. Who gives a crap? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Get your head out of your four point of contact and mind your own business. Mind your own freaking business. It's no one's. Oh, my goodness. I'm sitting here sweating because this is like, wow. Why do we care so much about other people's problems? OPP. Yeah, you know me. You're down with OPP. That's other people's problems. Okay, I digress. We have a world that is at a potential brink of war. And it's not because of Trump or his policies. It's just because of North Korea. Yeah, I brought up North Korea's name. But we are more concerned and focused with who is using the restroom at a particular facility. We are more concerned with Shepard Smith being gay on Fox News. How hypocritical. Oh, my goodness. He's at this station that just belittles the homosexual LGBTQ community, but he is here on Fox News. How is that? And you know what's funny is that Shepard Smith said, you know, my sexuality was never an issue. It was never brought up. No one ever questioned it. So I never told anyone. So they said that he outed himself during a commencement speech, I believe it was. I'm going off the top of my head here, of a commencement speech. But who cares? Who cares? My goodness, North Carolina lost so much money because of the bill that they passed. Georgia was about to do the same thing with passing a bill legislating which bathroom could be used by which gender or sex. But they were going to lose billions of dollars. They're going to lose the Final Fours, future Super Bowls, movies, stuff like that. And Atlanta's become the new Los Angeles. That's what everybody's saying nowadays because we have so many different movie outlets and things being shot here, like Walking Dead and movies and crap like that. But I just want to know, why do we care so much as a nation as to someone's sexual identity? Why does it pique our curiosity so much as to why someone is homosexual or LGBTQ, transgender, or Q? I don't know what the Q means. Questionable? I don't know what the Q means. It's weird when they said Q. But again, I digress. Let's mind our own business and let's stop. Hear it again. Let's stop worrying about other people's problems. Now, you have been listening to the Marquee Minute with me, Marquee Davis. Stay tuned for Barracks Talk here live on DVRadio.net.
Radio.